Yep. Well, Ron, we'll let you go. We'll see you back at 7:45 this morning. We have Eric Clapton and Gene Chandler on the way.
I'd been hearing a lot of talk,
Larry, in Elizabethtown.
WIL at 18 after 7. This is Scott Gettle. Clear and 30, well, mostly clear. We have a few clouds. Beautiful sunrise this morning, too. But it is quite cool. Puts that wind chill to about 24 degrees this morning. And like you say, you can take the cold weather. It's the wind that makes things worse. More details again on the weather straight ahead. Here's Eric Clapton.
There is nothing that is wrong.
Someone to talk to. Lay down, Sally.
There's no need to leave so soon.
WIL with Eric Clapton's Lay Down, Sally from 1978. 7:21, or make that 7:22 now. Well, it's a very cold morning. Again, it's just common sense to not go out with a wet head this morning. They say a person with horse sense is no nag. Oh,
we asked the in E-Town.
Music from Gene Chandler, who did The Duke of Earl, his song about 10 years later. That's up next, along with Dick Curtis and sports in 30 seconds.
Out of coffee again, out of...
I just can't miss it. Baby, it's a blue situation. And a splendid combination. You're something that I just can't miss. Baby, baby.
WIL at 7:28. This is Scott Gettle. We've got some advice, some practical advice on how to cope with problems. Dr. Tony Grant's going to do that tonight. From 9 to 11, it's the Dr. Tony Grant Show, brought to you by Lincoln Trail Hospital, radio's first and foremost psychologist. She's on this evening on The Big 14.
You've been making up your mind, and I can save you.
WIL 7:34 and more of the best music. Well, you know, we were looking for a mostly sunny and clear morning, but for the most part, it's cloudy now, 35 degrees. We'll have a complete check of the weather after the Bengals on 14 WIL.
All the old paintings on the tomb.
WIL with the Bengals. That was a hit a few months ago at... kind of surfaced for a while, and then it went away, but now it's back again, and walk like an Egyptian. 7:38 now. Here's the forecast. Mostly sunny this morning. I don't know. We're seeing a lot of clouds at this point. Well, the increasing clouds that we're seeing just a bit earlier. They were supposed to arrive this afternoon. 55 about the high today, then mostly cloudy tonight. There's a 70% chance of rain developing this evening. The overnight low about 40. Then rain likely again tomorrow, about 60% chance of rain, but should end during the afternoon. Tomorrow's high rather cool, 46 for a high tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 35 now. It's well, if it doesn't rain today, it's a good day to get on out and take care of some of that leaf raking. Yesterday was the first real good-looking day that we've had, gosh, in what, over a week. And, yeah, the grass is, with these warm spells that we've had like last week up until Saturday night, the grass has grown. So it is a good time to get out and cut those weeds down and everything. More of the best music is on the way.
Hi, I'm Lily Light.
You can save up to $2,200. Wilson Olds Cadillac Subaru on the Dixie at Upper Lake Road in E-Town.
WIL at 7:41 tonight, following Cat's Paws with Oscar Combs. You can talk sports with Doug Ormay and his co-host Larry Calton. Sports Call tonight at 8 on WIEL.
Hey, girl.
WIL with the Jaggers and the Rapper. Next hour, we'll have Benjamin Orr, Linda Ronstadt with James Ingram, their brand new song, and news is next.
E-Town Florist.
WIL News is brought to you by Inman Insurance Agency and the Stonehearth Restaurant.
You know that.
Thank you, Ron. WIL News has been a service of Inman Insurance Agency and the Stonehearth Restaurant.
Alcoholism is a serious town.
WIL weather at 8 o'clock. Mostly, supposed to have been mostly sunny this morning, but increasing clouds throughout the afternoon. But we've got most of those clouds now. 55 about the high, then mostly cloudy tonight. A 70% chance of rain developing, the low 40. Rain likely tomorrow, but ending during the afternoon, the high 46. Chance of rain about 60% for tomorrow. Cloudy, partly cloudy, and 36 now from 14 WIEL. WIL, you may know the voice. It's one of the guys at the Cars, not Rick Ocasek. He has something out, too, but this is Benjamin Orr. He's one of the backing singers. He did Drive with the Cars a couple of years ago. 8:07 with more of the best music, and look outside. That's a little bit more like it. Got a little bit of sunshine peeking through. Not as clear as we had anticipated, but, well, all the same, let's enjoy it, because we've had very little sunshine in the last week. 36 now with the Cornelius Brothers. WIL with the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, you gotta treat her like a lady. It's 10 after 8. There's a new movie coming out called An American Tale. It's an animated feature, and it's a Steven Spielberg production. Now, this features one of the hit songs from it. This is called Somewhere Out There, the new song from Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram on 14 WIEL. WIL with a new animated feature coming out called An American Tale. The song is Somewhere Out There, the new one from Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram. 8:14, Monday morning, this is Scott Gettle. Here's Gary Wright, I Really Want to Know You. I don't mind being lonely. WIL with Billy Ocean's new one, Love Is Forever. It's 8:22, this is Scott Gettle, 36 degrees now. A little bit of sunshine, but still partly cloudy. And we are expecting some wet stuff a little later. No, not snow, not yet, but some rain that will be arriving later this evening and then should be ending tomorrow afternoon. More on that straight ahead, plus Paul Harvey news and comment at 8:30 this morning, about 8 minutes away. Well, went to the movie Saturday night. Went to see, as a matter of fact, went to see both of them, Aliens for the second time, but had been wanting to see The Fly. With what's the new version with Jeff Goldblum. The original version had Vincent Price, and that was a classic, too. Those of you who are fans, possibly, of the older classic black and white movies like that. No, I think The Fly was in color, wasn't it? Well, anyway, it was, 1958 or so. But the new version of The Fly, if you can't take gore, don't see it, because this one is one of the goriest. Along, yes, this would make Friday the 13th look like a Sunday school picnic. But they left room, as they do with all movies these days. Seems like they're, I don't know, they have a fixation with Roman numerals. You know, Rocky 1, 2, 3, and 4, and Friday the 13th, 1 through 6, Jaws 1, 2, and 3. You get the picture. But they left room for a sequel at the end of The Fly. And this won't blow the ending, in case you do plan to see it. But The Fly's girlfriend is pregnant. And at the end of the movie, you know, it leaves room for what could be a Fly Part 2. They'll probably call it The Flea. We'll have to see about
there. Coming from 8 until 10 each evening. And this is Lion Ted Schroeder for 14 WIEL.
Well, you've probably heard the news. The boss is back. And so will be the lines at record stores, apparently, if this Bruce Springsteen album is as big as, well, it's as big as his other previous works. Now, today is the official unveiling of the 40-song set in stores, but some fans have already been given a preview by radio stations, which are airing an 8-song sampler. Each 5-record set will sell for, well, between $24 and $28. Industry officials predict all 5 million units pressed by the record company will be gone by Christmas. So a lot of this features some live stuff that's happened over the past 10 years. Speaking of the boss, back to 1980, and this one, Hungry Heart on 14 WIEL.